Purple Project Podcast.
K-State Nation, what's going on?
Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Eddie Greer here with you guys in Manhattan, Kansas here. I'm getting ready to head out of town here. I wanted to jump on here real quick. This is kind of an emergency pod of the Purple Project Podcast, folks. And of course, later on, be sure to check out episode 94 of the Purple Project Podcast later on this evening. It'll come out for your weekend listening pleasure. We have a lot of news to catch up. We discuss, me and Alex, my co-host, discuss a lot about that as well. And I'll give you my update, obviously. I have not shared this, and I will not come. I'll have to wait until I get back into town to discuss even more further than that. But I wanted to just talk here real quickly here. Nigel Pack. I did not see this until late last night. And this has kind of been suspicion of Alex and kind of myself here. We kind of made a prediction that he was coming back to the team. And he still has, he's still leaving K-State as an option to possibly come back. But for the moment, yeah, I was kind of had mixed feelings there a little bit there from what he's trying to say. But big story coming out of here. Men's basketball, obviously Jerome Tang era has begun. And boy, I tell you, K-State's got a lot of work to do. Tang, he's going to have a lot of work to do. If he's going to get this K-State basketball program way it's going to be. Nigel Pack hitting the transfer portal. That's right. That's what I said. Nigel Pack hitting the transfer portal as of yesterday morning, I think. So Nigel Pack made an announcement on Twitter, had a post, and he's still considering Kansas State because still coming back. This is kind of like the Emory Jones situation, but Emory Jones is official now going to the transfer portal now. So he made this kind of, Florida kind of open after he made the initial decision to enter into the transfer portal. Sorry, getting off a Florida Gator rant there, my other college team, but I'm kind of relating that situation to that Nigel Pack leaving. K-State still has an option to come back, so we'll just have to see. But the main news coming out of basketball, Nigel Pack, who's made some tremendous things for K-State in the last 2 years under Bruce Weber, going to the transfer portal, and with Bruce Weber resigning as K-State men's basketball coach last month. Yeah, put this in danger. So you had to think all along that you had to be scared. You had to be scared that this would happen. This does not surprise me one bit. I was prepared for this. I've said this for a lot of people probably believe me, but they don't. But internally, in my heart, I knew this was going to happen. Bruce Weber recruited Nigel Pack, and Jerome Tang, with his style and his personality, he's a go-getter, and he don't want to play around. He wants to win. I'm pretty sure Nigel Pack wants that, too. The type of shooter that he is, I'm pretty sure he wants that, too. But he's shooting the transfer portal, and we talked a little about Sean McNeil in episode 94. Now, the West Virginia guard who's now in the transfer portal as well. So these guys have been on the move. His new Jerome Tang, head coach Jerome Tang, they've been hitting the ground running trying to recruit guards. It was not too long ago that Marquise Noel made an Instagram post saying he's coming back. Now I'm thinking, what's his thought process about all this? So who knows? Who knows going forward? But that's now four former Bruce Weber players hitting the transfer portal. Nigel, Selton Miguel, Luke Kosupke, and Carter Lingard. So that's four guys. Not to even mention, you lose Mark Smith. He's one and done. And longtime K-Stater, a.k.a. Mike McGurl. So, yeah, this is going to be – I hate to say this from then. Now, obviously, we hope that Nigel changes his mind, but – I don't know. I mean, we thought he was going to the NBA, but he decided against it. He's not. He's clearly not going to go to the NBA because he's going to the transfer portal. So there's that to rest your loins on that. But yeah, that's a big hit. Big, maybe even the bigger hit because you knew Bruce Weber left or got fired, that Nigel Pack is a package deal of some sorts there. That's the talent that we've seen Nigel over the past. He took that next step. Now, Selim Miguel, he did not take that step, like Alex talked about in episode 94. Again, that should be out here very shortly. Or will be out for sure. Will be out tonight, I should say, because this is going out around lunchtime. But yeah, you gotta think that had to do something with it. And then of course prayer, talking with his family and all that other stuff. Yeah, you know, all right, that's a bad break for K-State, man. He did mention K-State, that he is considering coming back to K-State as one of his options. So this is why I'm kind of saying, I'm going to hold off until over us, but I'm just going with the news of the flow that Nigel Pack is going to the Trinity portal. So we'll have to see. I mean, I'm kind of interested in what Nigel said, he and Jerome Tang said. I mean, I'm pretty sure Nigel wants to win. Jerome Tang wants to win. So, man, I'm a little bummed that he's going to go, but at the same time, I knew this was going to come with this. So we'll see what Nigel decides on doing, what school he's planning on going to next. That's really the next step, right? Where he's going to go, where he wants to win. So we know what talent he brings to the K-State. Well, now not anymore. That's in the transfer portal. So we'll see what happens. Yeah, but yeah, the biggest news story coming out of K-State Manhattan yesterday, Nigel Pack, the outstanding guard for K-State, hitting the transfer portal now. So that's four guys now. I don't know what Ish is doing yet. That's another guy that's winning the options. Marquise Noel kind of made it already known that he's coming back to K-State. But now Nigel Pack leaving. What does that do? Does it change his mind? I don't know. Stay tuned to the Pro Project Podcast to find out for more information on that and the rest, where you get your podcast as well. You've been a subscriber to the Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast as well. Wow. Man, oh man. So Nigel Pack hitting the transfer portal, folks, for K-State. We'll see what the next card unfolds for him and his family. That is for sure. But that's going to do it for right now. Again, big shout out to you guys, K-State Nation, whether you live in Manhattan, Junction City, or outside the state of Kansas. Appreciate you guys for continuing to listen to the Pro Project Podcast. Also with Alex Ian as well. Make sure you continue to subscribe that as well. We are consistently getting the numbers every day. So definitely that's a shout out to you guys, K-State Nation, for that as well. So news like this happens, I'll do my best to give my opinion and share that news with our listeners, along with our new listeners as well. But that's going to do it for right now. Stay tuned for more on this pack transport situation, a lot more on basketball. Eddie Greer III. Appreciate you guys. Go Cats. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.